Welcome, 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 welcome to the Remix My Fitness podcast. It's me, Jimmy Kim, your host of today's show, Remix My Fitness podcast, where we learn that there is more than one way. That's right. There's more than one way, and there's more than two, three, four, five, six, seven different ways. There's plentiful different ways to eat, train, and live. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. I hope you're feeling good, because I'm feeling pretty awesome, actually. It's the weekend. It's sunny out. I had actually a really good weekend with my fam, some friends. Got to train people. Got to talk to people. Got people pumped up, motivated. I did this awesome public presentation the other day, and I'm always so nervous before it, and it was great that I got a lot of positive feedback. I had like this lineup of people coming in or I had this lineup of people waiting to talk to me, and man, that set me off real nice, because that was on Friday and today's Sunday, and that just made my day like really, really good, or made my whole weekend really good. So look, usually every week we talk a little bit about fitness, or I interview a guest who has an inspirational story that I love to share. But today, I'm going to take a little bit of a twist. So we're not going to talk fitness, but we are going to talk fitness. So my regular listeners know that I left my government job over 6 years ago, and I started my fitness coaching career over 8 years ago. So if you do the math, I was still working at the government while I started my business for at least 2 years. And I will tell you that I have done it all. I've done probably everything that you can over the last 8 years in fitness, every niche or general market, every business line, from training with kids at a kids camp or at their home or in a community center, all the way to corporate fitness, corporate wellness programs, doing presentations, running classes, helping out with their gyms, to home training, going to people's homes, to now online training, where I connect with amazing people all around the world. It blows my freaking mind. And while I've been doing this over the years, I run into so many people, and I get to talk to them, and we get to share stories, and when they hear about mine, they usually will ask, so what's the best way to lose weight? And of course, I'm there to help them out, you know. But the number two question that I get asked is, I love fitness, or I'm really passionate about fitness. How do I break into the business of personal training? And their usual responses, or, you know, the usual reasons why they want to do this is because they actually genuinely love exercise or nutrition or sharing food, or they're into yoga. Or number two, they have their own personal fitness story that inspired others around them, like their friends or their family. And they realize, wait, I like that feeling. I want to now take this to the next level. Or number three, they want to start a business. They want to become an entrepreneur. They're done with their corporate life, or they're just tired of doing what they're doing, and they're looking for that next thing that they want to do. And this would be the easiest way for them to go about doing it. Or number four, they think it would be fun and easy. And to be honest with you, I know that they are thinking, I'll make more money this way. I'll make more money than what I'm doing now, at least. And these are the most common answers I get when I ask them, like, why do you want to be a personal trainer? And I think they're all good answers. They're all valid and fair answers. First and foremost, I want to say that I think people who want to share fitness, who want to share exercise, who want to share their passion about it is great. And in fact, I know a lot of people think that our industry, or at least a lot of people in our industry, are thinking, man, it's so saturated. There's so many people doing it, YouTube, Instagram, podcasts, all that stuff, that it's saturated. But it's not. And I'll tell you why. Because there are so many people out there, and because it is a subject line of interest, there is too much information. There is so much information out there that people are confused, and they need people like us, people who are passionate about fitness, who like talking about it. They need good trainers. They need good trainers. They need good coaches to help clear those muddy waters for people. So if one of your thoughts are, man, I don't know if I can do this because there's already so many people out there and I'm already so behind. How can I get to those people that you are watching that you want to be like, and you can still get so intimidated that you don't even start it. But I'm going to tell you right now, I don't have like a crazy Instagram following or a crazy Facebook following. If you do want to follow me on Instagram or Facebook, look up Remix My Fitness and start following me, and I'll start following you. But I don't have that. And I will tell you right now that I am responsible for my family. So I have two young kids, and I have a wife, and there's myself. And I am the sole breadwinner of the four of us until I can get my kids to start working. I wonder, you know, my parents got me working at 9 years old, so I got like five more years before I get the first one working. I'm just kidding. Well, I'm not. So my family relies on me to provide for them, and I do that, and I don't have a crazy following. So that being said, like I was saying, you need good trainers and you need coaches to help clear those things up. But not everyone is cut out to be a trainer, or I'll be honest, to even start their own business, because a lot of people have a certain idea of what it's like and how fast their business will grow. And I have to reference this, but it's no different if your goal is to lose weight. You have this vision, you have this plan, you have this to-do list, and you have this exercise regimen, and you know you have the schedule of how you're going to eat, but you do it so quickly, what happens? It's overload, and you fail. And you fail at it. And that's, people often get trapped into that in the business. And I'll most definitely tell you, I got trapped in my business. This is, Remix My Fitness is not the first incarnation of my fitness business. I have had many other tries at it that I have failed at, and I am here now. I think four versions over. I think this is the fourth version, and it is the version that has stayed with me over the years. So I'm hoping it'll stay still. So this is what I'm going to do today for the listeners out there who are interested in becoming a personal trainer or a fitness coach, or even if you're interested in maybe starting your own business one day. I'm going to give you five tips on how to become a personal trainer, a business owner, but more than anything, a successful one. So I'm going to start with tip number one, understand you are becoming an entrepreneur, a business owner. So what does that mean? That means that you are going to be on all the time. All the time. When you are walking down the street, when you are playing with your kids, when you are eating dinner with your family, when you're on vacation. It hibernates for a little bit, but then you'll see something, or you hear something, or just this idea will pop into your mind about your business, and you have to roll with it. Or there's gonna be nights when you can't sleep because you're just thinking about your business. You're so excited about it, or you're so depressed about it, but you have to understand that you are on all the time. And if I talk about my parents real quick, just for a second, I probably come from a slightly different background or an upbringing that maybe a lot of people. I grew up in a family of business owners. My parents were all small business. My parents were small business owners. My uncles, my aunts, all in Canada, they all ran convenience stores or restaurants or video shops. They were small businesses. And I will tell you that my parents and generally my family have no idea why, right now, becoming an entrepreneur, becoming a business owner is sexy. They got zero idea. They think it's the silliest thing that anybody would want to even become an entrepreneur. And I find that hilarious because I look at my parents and I look at my uncles and the rest of my family who are business owners or small business owners, and they have done very well for themselves. And I'm not just talking monetary. They are now all still working, to be frank with you. They're all in their 60s and they're all still running their businesses. But the evolution of businesses have been amazing. It's been amazing to see from convenience stores to bargain discount shops to restaurants. They have all grown over the years, and I think they should be proud of themselves for it, but they don't look at it that way. They think it's like that hard work, that grind, that worry. Why would you even want that? My parents still today, it's been 6 years since I left the government. They're like, Jimmy, do you think you can get your job back at the government? And I'm like, what? Are you crazy? I've been doing this long, and you still want me to go back and work there? But look, I get it. My parents have gone through it, and are, I guess, still going through it. They've been business owners for, let's see, about almost over 40 years now. 40 years they've been on that grind and being on all the time. They just don't want that. They don't want that for my sister and I. And they have zero idea why anybody would want that kind of pressure on their shoulders. So understand that you will be on all the time. And you are going to be having to work late. You're going to have to work early. And sometimes that's not for everybody. But what I like about it is that this is my thing, right? This is my jam. I have control of it. And because I have control of it, that's a huge responsibility, a huge weight on my shoulders that I have to bear. And I look at it like this. The harder I work, the more I work at it, the more results that I see. And again, I'm not just talking about money, but I'm talking about the connections that I make, the people that I see, the people that I get to meet, the smiles that I get to put on people's faces when they reach their goals. That is just, it's amazing, and it's great, and that's what keeps me going. So speaking of your clients, and speaking of the people that you're going to be working with, yes, they're your clients, and yes, they are trading money for your service. But if I can tell you to think that, think of them not as clients. Don't think of your clients as clients, but think of them as your friends. Don't look at your clients as some sort of transaction or some sort of project that you're working on. They're human beings, and they have feelings, they have emotions, they have hardships. They go through all the same things that we go through. And what they're really looking for, and I think what any business owner is really looking for, is they want someone they can trust. And who do you trust the most other than your family? Your friends. And don't your friends help you out and you help them out? And again, it's a little bit different, but it isn't. It isn't different. We give our friends advice. We show them techniques on maybe not fitness, but maybe how to fix a car and do all those other things. We share laughs. We have misunderstandings. We help motivate each other. And that's what you want to think about when you're training somebody and when you're meeting people that you potentially will train. That you want to make, you want to be their friend. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to be way more natural finding more people to work with you. Not only that, but your friends will want to help you out so bad that they'll want to share you with their other friends. Your clients won't think that way because you don't have that connection with them. If you work harder for your friends will work harder for you. I promise you. Number three, you have to produce results. So whatever results that you and the person that you're working with have promised to do, you have to produce it. I wouldn't be doing this for 8 years if I had a terrible track record. Who would want to work with me? Who would want to work with me if all these people wanted to lose weight and I couldn't get them to lose weight at all? Or I told people, look, I'll get you to swing and learn how to use and program kettlebells, and then they walk away out of it with, I have no idea how to use that thing. So remember, we are starting a business, so we have to produce results for the people that we're working with, so they'll continue working with us and they'll continue to recommend their friends. And I know that sounds really easy. He's like, yeah, sure, I'll get someone to lose weight. That's no problem. I'll tell them to do this, 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 and this. Good luck with that. If that's the mindset you're going in with, because to get the results of people, you need to find the triggers and the things that work for that person you are working with. Okay, that is one kind of person that you can work with. Or you can just be like, I'm this trainer. I'm the kettlebell trainer, and the only way to get results is by doing kettlebells and by doing this program and by eating this way and by viewing life this way. You can also be that, and look, you can be just as successful. That's not my approach to it. And I look at it like this. When I train somebody, actually Vitamin P online and a couple podcasts ago, he was asking me, I had these people that I was working with, and they just weren't doing the things that I was asking them. And what did I tell him? I told him, it is my job. My job is to coach to figure out what's going to work for them. What are those triggers going to work for them? Why am I going to get somebody to lift weights if their goal was to lose weight? Why would I get somebody to lift weights and do squats and do push-ups if they hated doing it? If they hated doing it. There are other ways to lose weight. There's plenty of ways to lose weight without having to do those types of things. So it's my job to find that for them, or my job to motivate them. Or two, you could take this approach. Your approach could be, look, I am this trainer and I believe in bodybuilding workouts for you to lose weight. And that's it, and that's the only way it's going to work. If it's not that way, then you'll have to find somebody else. And you can be just as successful as well, but I find that a little bit harder. That's not my style of doing it. But understand that there are those two styles, but most importantly, you have to produce results. And number four, time. And it is one of the most frustrating things to hear. I heard that for the first 2 years of my business. It takes time. You got to put in the time. You got to wait. I hated that. I hated hearing that, but it's the truth. It's the truth. Now, my close friends around me, they're business owners. They're entrepreneurs, and all their businesses didn't take off until 2 to 5 years. They were still working at it, and they were like scraping by. And then it wasn't like one day they had this door open for them, and boom, it took off. Now, don't get me wrong; it's still hard. They still struggle with, I guess, now other problems. But that's how long it took. For me, it took me 4 years. It took me 4 years to finally be like, okay, I can breathe a little bit. I can pay off some of the debt that I incurred. I can actually put some money away in savings. I can start to now build, remix my fitness to other things. And the other things happen to be, you know, like this, like podcasting. This is still all very new for me. I started this in July, and we are in September now. So I'm still learning, but I can now breathe and take the time to be able to explore other ways that I want to be creative. And that's how I look at it. Like, me running this business is, I get to be creative with it, and I'm my own boss, so I can do whatever I feel like it. I can do whatever I feel. So understand that it takes time to build the business, because it takes time to build those relationships, to get those people those results. But most importantly, to figure out what kind of trainer you want to be. And that leads me to number five. which is you want to try everything. In the beginning, you won't have any clients. You might have one or two. Or you might think, I want to own a studio. That's my goal. That was my goal. I wanted a studio, and I had a studio for 3.5 years. I hated my life owning a studio. I hated it. I love the people that I worked with, and sometimes I look at my wife Gina and I just think, like, I can't believe those people are still working with me. They have followed me through every version of my business, and they still work with me. And I'm so grateful of that. I've tried everything, as I mentioned in the beginning. I've done martial arts programs for kids' summer camps. I've done it privately in their homes. I've done in-home training. I've done outdoor boot camps. I've done indoor boot camps. I've rented facilities. I've done corporate fitness wellness programs where we push desks out to the side and we work them out, and where I have bid for corporate wellness programs where they actually have gyms in their building for their employees, and you're there to help manage those gyms. And now doing online training. Even within online training, I've been trying to break into what I feel comfortable doing. And if you go to my, if I have a YouTube page, that you'll see a couple different versions of. I laugh because I'm so embarrassed by it. But like, I've tried workout videos in there, and I've done like some talking stuff in there. I've done blog posts, and I realized, man, I'm a terrible writer. I shouldn't be allowed to write anything. My grammar's awful. I get made fun of. So I was like, okay, if this podcast thing doesn't work, then I gotta explore some other things out there. But look, I'm having a lot of fun with it. I hope you enjoy listening to it. So it takes time. There's so many different avenues to being a fitness trainer or a fitness coach that I really, really, really will tell you to go out and explore those different things, because you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised what you might find. Like, I never thought I'd be teaching a martial arts program to kids, but it's fun. It's fun. And the fact that I get to be the guy that to introduce martial arts to these kids who have no idea what it's about, it gives me that warm, fuzzy feeling inside. Now, it is freaking hard. Because I don't know how many of you deal with kids as a regular job, but you know what I'm talking about. I had 30 kids in class once, ranges from 2 to 5 years old, and, whoa, fun, but man, it's tough. So try everything is basically what I'm saying. And after you try something, or if you've told somebody, hey, I'm going to be a personal trainer and I'm going to, let me help you one-on-one, or I want to be a group trainer, and you realize, man, I don't think that's for me, don't be afraid to say, okay, I got to pivot, I got to change. I still like training, I still like fitness, but I think I'm going to try something else. Because it's okay. It's okay to try something else in the same industry. So those are my 5 tips. Those are my 5 tips on how to become a successful personal trainer / business owner. And you notice I didn't talk about funnels, or you gotta have this cool website, or you have to be this huge person on Instagram. Those things come later. And I'll be honest, maybe you don't even need those things. Because I certainly didn't. I'm trying to do it now because I want to reach more people. That's my why. I have a message to people to say, look, if you want to lose weight, if you want to be fit, or if you want to build strength, you got to find your own. And for me to do that, for me to, right now, how I feel about it is that for me, this is the way for me to go out and reach people. And I'm having a blast doing it. And I hope you enjoy listening to it. So that's it. So that's it for me today. I'll have another episode next week for you. Let me know what you thought of today's episode. Let me know if you thought I gave some good advice or if I gave some bad advice, whether you want me to elaborate on something more. Look, I want to hear from you. Instagram, Remix My Fitness. I got Team Remix, a private Facebook team where I run challenges, where I give advice, where I'm on there doing live videos. It's just for our group. It's pretty much a private group. A private team is what I like to think of it as. And that's at Remix My Team Remix. And there's me in my email, jimmy@remixmyfitness.com. Real easy. There is no excuse. Look, I googled Jimmy Kim and Remix, and it's all Remix stuff. Every possible thing. So if you want to talk to me and you have a burning question about fitness, health, business, you have no excuse to reach out to me. I will answer you. I promise that. So I'll be back next week with another episode. So until then, set some goals. Go challenge yourself. But most importantly, have some fun. Have some fun in life, and the rest will all figure it out itself. I know it sounds really easy, but it's the truth. It's the truth. Listen to Jimmy. Until next time, peace.